One group that's made a submission to the BISG has been the Australian Booksellers Association. The rise of e-books obviously is dire news for booksellers and may lead to job losses and store closures. In their submission, which has been released to Radio National, they say that their members could lose up to 25% of the print book market. And it says that many independent booksellers remain locked out of the new e-book business. Joel Becker is the Chief Executive Officer of the ABA, and he joins me now. Joel, good morning.
Good morning, Julian.
All right, you say that booksellers could lose up to 25% of the print book market. How quickly do you think that's going to happen?
Look, I think that what we're looking at seems to be about a 3 to 5 year period. At this stage, we're talking about probably less than 1% of the market being affected by ebooks within Australia. But as the options grow for people to buy books, ebooks within Australia, that'll obviously change, and as they get more of the readers.
And surely over time, isn't more than 25% a realistic outcome?
Look, my own view is no, but nobody knows for sure. I mean, a lot of books just won't translate to ebooks. And it's interesting, in the textbook market, which is one of the areas that people expected a huge impact early, there's actually been a very small impact because students who still seem to want to actually have the physical books. So people are, you know, using best guesses and in some cases using marketing. Some of the ebook reader, Sony, I think, was talking about 50% of the market going to ebooks, but then again, they're selling an ebook reader. So it's hard to say where they get that,
no
those sorts of figures.
All right, but what sort of impact do you foreshadow for booksellers if this market share does drop away?
Look, I think booksellers are going to have to adjust. They're going to have to have the option to sell ebooks themselves. And that's kind of one of the problems we're having now, is finding a way to do that at an affordable level. Some of the larger bookselling groups can do that, but we're trying to find solutions for independent booksellers and smaller groups of bookshops to be able to sell ebooks. We want customers to be able to get books in whatever form they want to read them in.
It's interesting you say that. Why would a customer buy an ebook from an independent bookseller as opposed to buying it either direct from the publisher or through an online retailer like Amazon or potentially Google?
Right. Well, first of all, they may be in the bookshop, see a copy of The Slap on the Shelf and think, is it available as an ebook? I want to buy it that way. They can do it that way. Or to be able to go onto particular bookshop sites, because it's not just Amazon and the larger book retailers that have e-commerce. One of the things we're looking at is trying to have an e-commerce solution so that any bookshop that wants to can sell books, whether they're physical hard copies of books or ebooks online.
But you've said in your submission that independent booksellers remain locked out of the ebook business. What are the factors that are limiting its access there?
Well, look, it's cost is a huge factor in it. And that's where I'm going over to the US in January to talk to the American Booksellers Association, who have found solutions to create what they call white label sites so with e-commerce so that people can buy books from specific bookshops.
So what is a white label site?
Oh, it's essentially, you go in through a particular bookshop, but the actual metadata, the actual data is held on a site
right.
that links to that. And I'm not a technical person, but essentially that's, as you could tell from my explanation, but that's the way that it works.
Now, look, Google has said that in the first half of next year, it plans to launch Google eBooks in Australia. It's already operating in the US and it's got over 3 million books online. Are you concerned by Google's arrival into the book market?
Look, we're intending to try and work with Google. Again, we're meeting with them because they're going to be coming, we expect, into the Australian market in the first half of next year. And they largely, their intent isn't to sell directly, although I think passively they will. Their intent is to sell through bookshops and online book providers.
So in that sense, Google could be a resource for your members.
That's the hope. And that's, again, what's happened with the American Booksellers Association, that they've actually worked out an agreement with Google. So we are in conversation with them.
Has the transition to ebooks caught your members by surprise? Because, I mean, in some senses, we all should be able to see this coming.
Look, I don't think it's caught us by surprise. I think what's perhaps caught us by surprise is the complexity of it, that it's not simply working on an e-commerce model that a physical book does because of digital issues involved and copyright, digital rights management, copyright issues, and the storage. Again, I'm getting into technical areas of the metadata is quite complicated and costly.
Are you going to be asking the federal government for assistance to cope with the transition to e-books?
One of the things that we're hoping that the Book Industry Strategy Group, well, one of the things they're looking at is precisely that. They're talking to publishers as well as to writers and booksellers about ways in which they can provide advice or assistance. And, you know, I don't want to say at this stage that we're specifically talking about financial assistance. It may just be support and information. That's something to be determined in the course of the Book Industry Strategy Group's work.
Presumably, your membership comprises some bigger booksellers and some really kind of small, you know, sort of little businesses. What's the range of issues that those different types of businesses face?
Look, I think that the sorts of concerns that we've got. One concern is that when somebody buys a book from an overseas supplier, their GST isn't charged, and we're really pleased that Bill Shorten's announced an inquiry on that very issue across various retail sectors. We'd like to see Australian publishers responding more quickly to the strengthening of the Australian dollar to bring the prices down to a level where we're more competitive with some of the overseas online booksellers.
Joel Becker, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Julian, and Happy New Year.
And to you, Joel Becker is the Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Booksellers Association. And on Radio National Summer Breakfast, it is 8:03.